Welcome to another episode of Strategize, Adapt, Overcome. Today we step onto the most daunting and simultaneously most exciting terrain of all, the blank page. Think about it, the vast, unwritten future stretching out before you. We're talking about building strategy from ground zero. What do you do when you know deep in your gut that you need to change, but you have no map, no compass, and absolutely no clear destination? How do you begin to create a powerful vision, a compelling path forward when you are starting with little to no direction at all? It feels overwhelming, doesn't it? Today we are looking at building strategy from ground zero. Fog of uncertainty. Sun Tzu, the ancient master strategist, understood that the most dangerous position in any conflict is to be lost, to lack clarity. He wisely wrote, "If you know neither the enemy nor yourself, you will succumb in every battle." In our modern lives, this isn't about an external enemy at all. It's about battling the internal fog of uncertainty. It's that persistent feeling of being adrift, of floating aimlessly, knowing intrinsically that you want something more, something fundamentally different, but having no concrete idea what that something is or how on earth to get there. This feeling can be paralyzing, leaving us stuck exactly where we are, dreaming of change but unable to move. This, my friend, is ground zero. It's the precise moment you decide to start a new business venture with only a vague, nascent idea bubbling in your mind. It's the career change that you feel in your bones, a powerful urge for a new professional chapter, but you can't yet articulate the specifics. It's the profound desire to build a more meaningful life, a life filled with purpose and passion, yet you lack a detailed blueprint to guide you. So many people freeze right here, overwhelmed by the sheer boundless number of possibilities. They mistakenly believe they need a perfect, fully formed, and crystal clear vision before they can even contemplate taking a single step forward. They wait for certainty, and in waiting, they stand still. But Sun Tzu teaches us a different, far more empowering way. He knew that the very best strategies are not born fully formed, appearing out of thin air. They are discovered. They don't spring into existence complete. They emerge gracefully from the landscape, from careful and intentional observation, and from a series of small, intelligent movements. Your journey from ground zero begins not with the pressure of conjuring a grand, all-encompassing vision, but with a single, courageous, and profound act, the unwavering decision to seek clarity, to actively pursue understanding. The first step, strategic observation. Think of a general entering new uncharted territory. The very first action always was not to charge forward blindly, but to observe, to pause, to truly see. Sun Tzu profoundly emphasized the critical importance of knowing the terrain, understanding the hills, mapping the rivers, identifying the valleys, noting every advantage and obstacle. For you, standing at ground zero, your terrain is your own life. It is the intricate landscape of your desires, the jagged peaks of your frustrations, the solid ground of your skills, and the deep flowing currents of your values. This is your landscape, and it demands your attention. This initial phase is not about frantically finding immediate answers. It is instead about diligently gathering intelligence. It's about becoming a skilled scout of your own existence. Start asking yourself simple yet incredibly powerful questions. What activities effortlessly make you lose all track of time, immersing you completely? What profound problems in the world stir your deepest passions and ignite a fire within you? What past successes, even small ones, have brought you the most profound sense of accomplishment and satisfaction? What do you find yourself complaining about most often, consistently, repeatedly? Pay close attention here. Your greatest frustrations often point directly toward your deepest purpose, revealing what truly matters to you. Write down your observations, every single one, without judgment. Let the thoughts flow freely, without editing or censoring. Collect data about yourself meticulously, just like a seasoned scout gathering vital information about a new, unknown land. This entire process isn't about rushing to create a rigid, inflexible plan. It's about patiently and deliberately creating a solid foundation. You are building the bedrock of self-knowledge, the unshakable ground upon which any truly strong and sustainable strategy must be built. Remember this truth. You cannot effectively chart a course to a new promising land if you do not first deeply understand the ship you are sailing, its strengths, its weaknesses, its capabilities, and its unique design. This foundational understanding is everything. The emergence of a vector. From this period of observation, a sense of direction will start to take shape. It may not be a crystal clear destination, but you'll notice a pull, a vector pointing you toward a general trajectory. Sun Tzu would call this identifying the line of advance. It's the pivotal shift from I don't know what to do to I think I want to move toward that. And this transition is subtle but powerful, marking the point where uncertainty begins to transform into intention. This vector might manifest as a theme such as creativity, service, or autonomy. It could take the form of an industry or field you feel drawn to, a particular problem you're passionate about solving, or a type of impact you want to make on the world. At this stage, it's not yet a fully formed strategy. Instead, it's the raw, unshaped material that a strategy can be built from. The common mistake many people make is trying to mold this initial spark into a detailed, step-by-step 5-year plan too early. The desire for certainty can tempt you to lock yourself into a rigid framework before you've fully explored the possibilities. Instead, the wiser move is to let this vector guide you gradually through experimentation. Your next strategic step is to test this vector with small, low-risk actions. As Sun Tzu wisely wrote, ponder and deliberate before you make a move. This is your deliberation phase. If your vector suggests creativity, don't quit your job to pursue art full time without testing the waters. Instead, sign up for a weekend painting class or start sketching in your spare time. If your vector leans towards starting a business, don't immediately rush to take out a massive loan or quit your current job. Begin small. Sell a single product to one person just to see how it resonates. These are reconnaissance missions. They are not meant to achieve immediate success, but to gather intelligence. Each small action brings back valuable insights, confirming or refining your vector. Through this process, you'll gain clarity on whether this path feels right, whether it aligns with your values, and whether it's worth pursuing further. Sun Tzu's incremental approach. This is where one of Sun Tzu's most profound concepts comes into play. The incremental approach to achieving long-term goals. Great campaigns are not won in a single decisive battle. They are won through a series of small, calculated victories that build upon one another, creating unstoppable momentum over time. Once you've identified your general vector, your task is to break it down into manageable, strategic steps. Focus on the smallest, most actionable moves you can take to move 1% closer to your goal this week. These actions might seem small in isolation, but they are essential building blocks for long-term success. This isn't about being overly cautious or timid. It's about being deliberate and smart. Small steps are less intimidating, making it easier for you to act. They provide rapid feedback, allowing you to adjust your course without the risk of catastrophic failure. And with each step you complete, you build confidence, reinforce your momentum, and further clarify your direction. Think of it this way. A river doesn't carve a canyon overnight with one massive flood. It shapes the landscape gradually through the steady and persistent flow of water over thousands of years. You are that river. Each small, consistent action you take is carving the path toward your ultimate vision. Your job is not to force the canyon into existence all at once. Your job is to keep flowing, to take each step with intention, and to let the momentum of your efforts gradually shape the future you envision. Over time, those small, deliberate actions will add up to something extraordinary. Version 1.0, your first living map. As you take these small, incremental steps, your vision will naturally begin to clarify. The fuzzy, distant image of your destination will slowly come into sharper focus, like a photograph developing before your eyes. This is a critical and exciting phase. Your strategy is no longer just a vague direction. It is becoming a tangible, workable plan. Now's the time to create version 1.0 of your strategy. Think of it as your first draft, not your final masterpiece. It should be simple, clear, and actionable. It should answer three fundamental questions. What is my objective? What does real success look like in 12 months? How will I feel? What will have changed? What is my approach? What are the key principles or personal rules that will guide my actions and decisions along the way? What are my next three steps? What are the immediate, concrete, and achievable actions I will take right now to build momentum? This document is not a sacred, unchangeable text. It is a living, breathing map. The great strategist Sun Tzu insisted that a general must be able to modify his plans according to the ever-changing situation on the battlefield. Your strategy must be just as adaptable. You will review it, refine it, and sometimes you will overhaul it completely based on the new intelligence you gather from your actions and their outcomes. Set a regular, non-negotiable rhythm for review, perhaps at the start of each month. During this review, ask yourself honestly, what worked? What didn't? What did I learn from both my wins and my failures? Based on this new knowledge, what adjustments should I make to my strategy for the next month? This powerful cycle of action and feedback and refinement is the very engine of strategic progress. It ensures that you are not blindly following a plan that has become irrelevant or outdated. You are dancing with reality, constantly adapting and responding to the changing terrain of your life. The long game, winning the war against impatience. Sun Tzu understood that the greatest victories are not won in a single decisive clash. They require patience and foresight. He wrote, "The clever combatant imposes his will on the enemy, but does not allow the enemy's will to be imposed on him." In your journey from ground zero, the enemy is not external. It is your own impatience, your own gnawing doubt, your own desperate desire for immediate spectacular results. Your job is to impose your will, your patient strategic vision over these internal forces. Building a meaningful strategy from the ground up is a long game. It is a marathon, not a sprint. There will be moments when you feel lost again, when the fog rolls in and obscures the path. There will be times when your vector, the guiding direction, seems to vanish entirely. This is normal. This is an unavoidable part of the process. In these moments, your strategy is simple. Return to observation. Quiet the noise. Go back to gathering intelligence about yourself and your environment. The clarity will always return if you give it space. Your persistence is your single greatest strategic asset. The person who ultimately succeeds is not always the smartest, the fastest, or the most talented. It is the person who, after being knocked down, gets back up, gathers the lessons from the fall, and takes another small, intelligent step forward. You are that person. You have that resilience within you. Every action you take, every piece of feedback you gather, every tiny refinement you make to your plan, it is all part of the path. Nothing is wasted. Every misstep is a lesson. Every detour reveals a new landscape. The journey from ground zero is not about finding the perfect path from the very start. It is about creating the path, one step at a time, with courage, wisdom, and a relentless commitment to forward movement. Moving forward from this moment. So if you find yourself at ground zero today feeling like everything is starting fresh, take heart. This isn't a setback. It is, in fact, a powerful beginning. You are standing at the edge of immense potential. That blank canvas before you is not an empty void of fear, but a magnificent invitation, an invitation to create, to innovate, to build something truly yours from the ground up. Your task right now in this very moment is not to envision the grand final masterpiece. Number. Your task is far simpler, yet profoundly powerful. It is simply to pick up the brush. Begin by immersing yourself in observation. What is truly happening around you? What subtle nudges is your life sending you? Listen deeply to your intuition and your environment. From this space of clarity, identify a vector, a general direction, a subtle pull that resonates with you. Don't overthink it. Just find that initial spark. Then, and this is crucial, test that vector with a single, small, manageable step. A tiny experiment. Gather feedback. Learn. Then take another small step and another. This deliberate step-by-step movement builds foundational strength. Allow your ultimate vision to emerge organically from your consistent, intentional actions rather than trying to define every detail before you even begin. Your strategy should not be a rigid, static blueprint. Instead, allow it to be a living, breathing thing, dynamic, flexible, growing, and adapting right alongside you as you evolve. Embrace the power of the incremental approach. Celebrate every single small victory, no matter how minor it seems, because each one is a building block. These small wins are essential. They create the unstoppable momentum necessary for achieving your long-term, groundbreaking success. Remember, you do not need to see the entire staircase stretching up before you to take that first brave step. The fog might be thick, the path unclear, but you just need to trust that by committing to and taking that initial step, the very next one will inevitably be revealed to you. This profound insight is the true essence of building strategy from ground zero. It is not reckless abandon. It is an act of deep faith in your own capacity, a faith beautifully grounded in the profound wisdom of strategic, informed action and continuous learning. Until next time, embrace this journey. Continue to strategize with intention, adapt with resilience, and overcome every obstacle that stands between you and your potential. The path is yours to create.